from the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Tristan, hello, it's Roz and Mocha. How's it going, man?
Hi, how are you?
Good, buddy. Welcome to Fix My Life. What's going on with you and your world? Why are you here?
I want to know, how do I stop building walls and start building trust?
Okay, here we go. Tristan, you're going through it, Holmes. We may have to start from scratch at the end of this. Tristan wrote us, hey, Roz and Mocha, fix my life. I was recently engaged, but I ended the engagement because my ex-fiance consistently belittled me in front of family and friends. After that, I started seeing another woman who claimed she was going through a separation. However, I later discovered that she was still married and had been playing me the whole time. Eventually, she cheated on me with another guy while still being married to her husband. Now I'm seeing someone who has been asking me for a chance for a long time. I'm finally giving her a chance, but I can't shake this emotional wall I've built up, and I'm struggling to let it down.
Damn, Tristan. This new woman that's in your life, this new person, when you say been asking you for a chance for a long time, you've known this person for a long time? Like, is it a friend that is trying to get out of the friend zone?
I met her during COVID.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you guys kept in touch
for a while.
For that entire time, and did she know or does she know about all this other stuff that's been going on in your, you know, dating life?
Yeah, she does. She's actually supportive through it, you know, helped me out, give me advice.
Why hadn't you guys hooked up before?
I mean, it probably wasn't the right time. She was going through some stuff, but I feel like now is a good time, but I feel like anytime there's emotional connection, I kind of back off.
And she knows that, though, right? Because it seems like you guys have been talking, you know, all these years about all this stuff. So she knows what you're going through, right? You share all
Absolutely.
Those feelings with her?
Yeah, I explained to her. I said, we need patience. You know, I need help. And you're going to help me out during this process.
I'm going to pause you for a second. When you were with your ex-fiance, right? And she would, you know, as you said, you know, constantly belittle you in front of family and friends. How long did that go on for?
Almost 2 years.
Okay. So when you were also seeing this other woman and she was married, after you found out she was married, how long did that go on for?
6 months.
Okay. So, bro, these are your decisions. These are your choices. I know you've been saddled with some lemon girlfriends, right? And they haven't been great people. But the walls that you're building are based on, yes, their actions, but also, bro, your choices.
But how am I supposed to know, like, this girl was married, for example?
Why didn't you end it immediately?
Oh, I did. That's why it ended.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you've been hurt, right?
Oh, that's an understatement.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
I've been hospitalized twice because of all the stuff that's went on. My ex took $20,000 from our bank account
after I split it up. Okay.
Damn, bro.
So, and I had to start from scratch again, you know, so it's...
Is it just that, like, you're very trusting, or you don't pick up on signs, or you don't ask the right... Like, how are you getting hosed by these people?
So me, I believe I give trust right away until you lose my trust.
Yeah.
Oh, bro, you're like me,
man. I wear
my
heart on my sleeve.
Yeah.
I give everything. But once you take that away from me or disrespect me, then I'm your worst enemy. I'm either your best friend or your worst enemy.
Okay, so...
Oh, my God. Yo, Tristan. Dog, we're twins, eh?
So...
That's it, man.
So you're giving away things that need to be earned.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Trust needs to be...
Trust. I'm in that fairy tale life of
You
romance.
Are. You are. Trust needs to be earned. You don't have to be a jerk about it at the beginning of things, but trust is something that needs to be earned, and it's something that you need to build together. It's not something that you give on your own. Do you know what I mean? You're in a relationship with somebody, and it's not like you are the one who's in charge of trust and they have no obligations and you're just like trusting them. Like, trust in a relationship is something that you build together, And you have to be conscious of that. And you have to have conversations about that. It's not you, what you're willing to do or what they're willing to do. Like with your new girl, like you got to sit down and have conversations about trust and how you are both going to build it.
It's true. It's just, I can vent about my stuff, but when they vent about their stuff, it makes me uncomfortable because it's like opening a door to vulnerability. And I feel uncomfortable at those times.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's something you got
to
work on.
You're going to have to learn to have uncomfortable conversations, especially once you decide to get into a relationship again. And if that is, you know, has the potential of being a long-term relationship, doesn't matter. Like every relationship, you're going to have difficult conversations.
So moving forward, like when we're laying down cuddling and she's looking at me, and I know she's looking at me, I tend not to look at her because it's like she wants to be intimate and emotional. And then I kind of look, I get uncomfortable. So I just keep staring at the TV like, but I want to let that down. I want to be vulnerable. But I've been hurt so many times that I feel like.
Bro, can I just tell you something right now, Tristan? Yeah. I don't think that you're ready to be in a relationship right now. I don't know if you're seeking help right now, like if you're talking to anyone, to a professional, but I think you need to stay on that path. If you have not yet started, I suggest you do start. I think a relationship is the last thing you need right now in your life.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Yeah, don't do it, man. I don't think, that's just my opinion.
If you
I don't think you need to.
Yeah, if you can't look your own girlfriend in the eye, then you got to work on some stuff, bro.
But can I not work on it? Like, not being in a relationship, I feel like I need to be one to learn this stuff. How am I ever gonna, like, I want someone, like, rather than a professional help, you know, someone that I could build that with, and it'll be stronger.
But you're not doing anything to make it better for yourself or her.
Yeah, right? Talking to a professional will give you the tools, man.
You're not opening to her. You're not sitting there having conversations about, you know, why you feel the way you do. And you got to understand that without vulnerability, there's no intimacy. And it sounds like you guys have very little intimacy with just the fact that you can't even look at her when she says something nice to you. You know, that's not good for her. That's not building a good relationship. You know, you're putting yourself in a position where out of the gate, you guys have a lot of work to do, but you know what work needs to be done and you're not doing it.
You know what I'm going to do tonight? I want to go home and look at her in the eye and have a conversation.
Start there.
And as
Mocha said, man, if you need to go talk to somebody to build some tools, right? You know, sort of like load up your arsenal of how to handle certain situations and how to look at yourself and your own choices. You know, do that too, man.
I'm gonna start somewhere. I appreciate the advice, but I think today today's the day where I do the talk. That's it.
All right, buddy. All the best, Tristan.
I appreciate you guys. Hey, thanks a lot.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life
on KISS.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Christy, welcome to Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life. Let everyone know why exactly you are here.
How do I trust someone when everything's been a game of lies?
Game of lies. Christy, you wrote us this. Hey, Roz and Mocha, Fix My Life. I got out of a 19-year relationship and quickly found myself in a whirlwind romance with a guy I met soon after. Looking back, I realized he love-bombed me. I ended up getting pregnant, and it wasn't until later that I discovered his addiction, but then it was already too late. Fast forward to after the baby was born, and while he seemed to be getting better and showing signs of change, I found out he cheated on me. He claims it wasn't cheating because there was no intercourse, but admits it was a mistake. He's apologized, but I still can't stop questioning everything.
When you say his addiction, what are you talking about?
Like serious substance abuse.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, like apart from alcoholism and, you know, which we started seeing each other in that environment. So I thought, okay, you know what? That's just, you know, we're in this environment. We work at a bar together. So, you know, it's normal.
Mm-hmm.
Then I found out about the other stuff.
And how bad was it?
It was pretty bad. Like, you know, he wouldn't come home on the weekends. I was pregnant and I was like, where the hell were you? And
Yeah. Did you not pick up on any of this when the relationship first started,
no,
though? Or you were just blind to the whole thing?
I was blind to the whole thing. I'm so naive.
Yeah. When you say he cheated, but he claims it wasn't cheating because there was no intercourse, like what, he was messing around with somebody?
Yeah, so he went to this high school reunion, and, you know, 3 weeks after I gave birth, I had asked him if I can go, and I was like, oh, can I go? He's like, no, you know, spouses can't go. Later, I found out that wasn't true, and I posted a picture of us on social media, and this woman did like a shocked face. She did this, and I thought it was weird. Like, why are you doing a shocked face? Mm-hmm. You would do a heart or maybe make a comment like congratulations. She reached out to me and said, so and so, you know, he kissed me, he came on to me, and that was it. And you know, he doesn't think it was cheating because there was no intercourse. But I guess he and I have two different ideas of cheating, I guess. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's just
like he
upsetting.
Went to that reunion with the intention of seeing this woman.
He bought her the ticket.
Yeah. Oh my God!
Yeah. All right. And this was after you had the baby.
Correct.
Okay.
So listen, Christy, is this the guy? Like, you look at your life right now, right? And you look at that baby that you have. And congratulations, by the way. And like, do you see a future with this guy?
Well, she has to because he's the father of her child.
No. Absolutely. But you know what I mean? Like long term, yes, he's the father of your child. But when I say future, like living together as whatever it is that you are, common law, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband and wife, like, do you see a long lasting future with this guy?
You know, ultimately, what I want and what I need are two different things. Yeah. I thought so. You know, I thought so. And I was really rooting for him. And you know what's funny? He told me prior to us dating that he had cheated on his last partner. Mm. And that should have been a red flag. But, you know, I gave people, I was like, you know what? No, he's probably changed. He realizes mistakes. And now I just can't trust him. Mm-hmm. You know, what if when he's going out, where is he going? And, you know, I don't want to see him. And you know what? I would have... He apologized, you know, and it was just kind of like, yeah, sure, I kissed her. It was one of those kind of apologies. And I was like, do you even feel bad? Like, do you even feel guilty about it? And that's what threw me off, too. Mm-hmm. I think it's everything that led up to it, that him buying her the ticket, you know, her telling him not wanting me to post anything on social media. That was a big red flag. This is a monumental moment in your life.
So
this is a big moment.
Okay, so because of the drugs and everything else, like, let's forget about the cheating, right? Like, you got cheated on. That's like a whole thing.
Yeah.
He is bringing drugs into the house, right?
And that should be the first thing.
And you found them. So mm-hmm. I think that the smart thing for you to do is you have to put the kid as number one. He is obviously not, right? The kid's not number one and you're not number one. You're somewhere down below, you know, the girl from high school and drugs. Right?
Yeah.
As far as his list of priorities. So he needs to figure his stuff out. Right. But he cannot figure it out in the house with you. Yeah. And you need to separate from him. Okay. Mm-hmm. And if he is to see the kid, you got to demand drug testing. He's got to go into some sort of treatment program. And before he sees the kid, he's got to show up with a clean drug test.
Has he gone to rehab or anything in the past?
Never. And, you know, when I found out about it, I was like, let's go. And he was all gung ho. He's like, I'm going to go. I need you guys in my life, blah, blah, blah. And then I almost feel like I'm enabling him now.
Mm-hmm. You are. You are.
You know, for me, I at first I couldn't be empathetic. I'm like, just quit. Like, just stop. But then I realized it's a whole, you know, psychological thing and it alters your brain and everything. And now I'm just like, what do I do? And you know, I've already gone through a divorce. You know, you know, and I have other kids and, you know, their safety is also my priority. But then I also feel like I need to save him.
So,
you know,
you need to work. You need to be the best you for your kid. That's your job right now. You don't need to save him because obviously he doesn't want to try and save himself. Right. He's just going to continue to lie. So with a drug issue, when you go and start asking for custody, that plays a heavy, heavy role, especially if he's bringing it into the house. Right. And I would go if I'm you, I'm going the proper way of doing this and saying, hey, listen, I did all I could with you and you continue to lie. And now I got a kid. And that's the thing that we cannot screw up. And I fear that you are going to. And so here's the deal. We're going to hammer out some sort of custody thing. You're going to be completely open and honest about your drug addiction. And we're going to need you drug tested before you see the kid.
Okay.
And he's going to have to agree to that.
Right. I guess I have to. Like, I mean, this is, you know, I can't lose myself in the process.
No, because you will.
I need to be there
you
for
will.
The kids. Yeah.
You will.
You know, and this is, you know, I knew this, you know, in the back of my mind, I was like, I got to do something drastic. You know, he's already lost, you know, custody to his first child.
Also, what kind of a just has a baby and then buys a ticket to the reunion for his fling in high school?
Like, you know what? Christy, no offense. Oh, they were hooking up. But still, like, that's pathetic right there.
Thank you, Mocha. That's the word. It's pathetic. It's pathetic. So
anyway, you know what you got to do, Christy, okay?
Yeah, thank you so much, you guys. I appreciate it.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life on KISS. And Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is
got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Hey, Brianna. Hello, it's Roz and Mocha.
Hi there.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful. Why are you here? Why are you on FML?
How do I know if moving for love is worth it?
Oh, damn. Brianna, you wrote, it says, hey, Roz and Mocha, Fix My Life. I've been in a long-distance relationship for 3 years with my boyfriend in the U.S. Air Force. We've only seen each other a few times a year, and I'm unsure about moving to be with him. I'm financially unstable, and even if he moves to Canada, we might struggle to live independently. He says he can support us, but leaving my close-knit family, especially my mom, feels tough. I love him, but I'm scared of making a big decision without having my own life together. I'm lost and unsure what to do.
If he moves to Canada, can he still be in the U.S. Air Force, or does he have to be stationed somewhere?
No, he has to be stationed somewhere in the U.S.
Mm. And how many in the times that, or I guess in the length of your relationship so far, the duration of your relationship, how many times did he move? Because I know that life, you could like be asked to leave right away.
Yeah. He's only stationed twice in the U.S. So he's in Kansas right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So what would that life look like for you if, let's say, you packed up, and I know we'll get to everything else about what you'd be missing here, but what would that life look like for you? Have you guys talked about that, about moving around and what that means to your relationship?
We had a few conversations about this because he's been in there for like 3 years now. So he hasn't moved around too much. He's been stationed in his one place for about, I think, almost 2 years now. So it's not like he's moving around. He just gets put on missions a few times a week, I guess. He'll just like get deployed to like Japan or somewhere else in like Europe, and he'll be there for like 2 weeks and then he'll come back. So it's not like he's gone for too long. But there is times that he can be gone for like 2 months and stuff. So just the thought of moving there is a little.
How long does he want to be in the Air Force for?
So he's right now it's for 6 years. He doesn't know if he wants to extend it or not, just because he doesn't know if he wants to do anything after that in terms of another career. So yeah.
Does he have a plan post Air Force?
We've been talking about that. I've been trying to encourage him to go back to school, especially because they get it for free, basically, if they're enrolled.
Yeah, is he? And so, he's not in the Air Force learning anything right now, right? Like he's not streamed that way.
Gotcha. He's just learning his job and stuff. So I've just been encouraging him to go, but he just thinks there's a lot of time, and I'm like, there's not really a lot of time.
Yeah. So how old are you guys?
I'm 23. He's 24.
Okay. And how did you meet?
We met online I have a few friends in the States, so we met through a mutual friend.
So he's got 3 years in on the Air Force. He's looking to do six, so that's three left, right? If he doesn't extend. So if you decide to get together and cohabitate and move in together, he's not moving to Canada, okay? You're moving to the U.S. And when you move to the U.S. and you build a life with somebody who's in the armed forces, that is a life that you need to be well aware of ahead of time. Right.
Yeah.
And you can reach out to other, you know, people who are married to, you know, people who are in the Air Force or the Army or the Marines, you know, join a group to find out what that life is like. I would do a bunch of research first because it is a very different life. Right. Yeah. It's a different stress level. You're doing a lot of stuff on your own. If he gets deployed and you guys have a kid, you were there for weeks, maybe months, maybe a year without him. Okay.
Yeah.
It's a whole different kind of life. Now, if he only wants to do it for another 3 years, he has to get his ass in gear and figure out what he wants to do, because he's going to be in his late 20s by that time, and he doesn't want to be a first year college student, right?
Yeah.
So if you guys don't have a plan, but sort of love conquers everything and I'm just going to be happy if we're together, then you figure it out together. But if you're saying that you don't want to make this decision until he's figured his stuff out and maybe you have too, then now is the wrong time to do it.
Yeah. And I think that those are fair questions to ask, or fair conversations to have, especially with a life-changing decision mm-hmm. that you're about to make or that you feel like you have to make mm-hmm. right now, right?
For sure. And it's just, I'm also thinking, like, it's unfair for me to, like, basically ask him to give up something if it's what he wants to do. Mm-hmm. So I'm just, like, and especially since he's so put together more than I am here. Like, he lives on his own. He has his own job. And
I know, but you don't want to go down there, go down that road and, like, be resentful if the life isn't exactly what it is you thought it would be, right?
Mm-hmm. And, yeah,
and,
for sure.
And how do you work in the States?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, what do you do for a living?
You don't.
Like, I don't know. Is the U.S. Air Force going to help you get a working visa? Like, what's all that going to look like, right? They're not going to. Yeah. They're only worried about their guy, right? Unfortunately. They're only worried about him.
I'll tell you. I know a good friend of mine, right? Mm-hmm. That I know. The wife is Canadian. The husband mm-hmm. is American, right? And he's got like a super good job, like very, very, very good job, good standing, mm-hmm. makes a ton of money. Like people, you know, he's like a model citizen. They have three children together. Mm-hmm. They have mm-hmm. been married for 7 years. The wife is still not allowed to work in the States.
Oh, wow. Really?
Seven years with three kids.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's not an automatic thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Right?
Yeah, you think Trump is going to give you a working visa?
Yeah. You would be best to just walk across the border.
Yeah, that's facts.
Yeah, I thought so.
Right?
I thought so, yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to think about, Brianna, and I know this is on your mind, and you have been thinking a lot about it, but I think that there are more conversations, more in-depth conversations, reality check conversations that you guys, the two of you, need to have, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much,
guys.
All right. All the best, Brianna.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com.
Or download the Seeker app.